Hey Steve, it's Ann. How are you?
Pretty good, Ann. How you doing?
Same crap, different day.
Anybody else on?
I'm sorry?
Is anybody else on?
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay. Well, I just got back from a two-week trip overseas, and I got a cold, so I'm not feeling too good either.
Because apparently we were just getting far too much work done, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and so you spread the cold around, and that slows everything down.
Yep.
Yeah,
I have to because it's the group meeting day, so it's the only way to efficiently spread it to everybody at once.
Right. You need a meeting like that, exactly.
Exactly, yeah. If there are no meetings, you might as well stay home. In a private office, you're not going to be able to spread your call to anybody.
Well, I got a section meeting at 10 today.
Well, you know, Steve, if you're spreading your germs to the managers, you might actually improve productivity.
You know, that's a thought.
So who else on already? Ron Drainer? That was about the most abbreviated announcement I've ever heard.
Oh, cool. Dick Simpson's here.
Dick Simpson. Okay, let's see. Where's your name down there? I heard another female voice. Was that Ann?
Yeah, I'm here and so is my lunch.
Okay. Let's see. I'm here. Steve, I got you. Ron, there you are.
And Mitch.
Mitch. Okay, so let me see. I've got Mitch, I've got Steve, I've got Ron, Ann, myself, and Dick. Anyone else?
Elizabeth, I have to leave at 10 for at least 10 minutes to go to a staff meeting.
Okay, neither Ron nor I expect this to be a long telecon, so that probably shouldn't be an issue.
I like short meetings.
I think we all do. Okay. Geo, ATM not here. Here we go. We got atmospheres. Okay. Hi, Lyle. Good morning.
Hello.
Rings. Chris, good. Hello.
Morning.
So we're missing Geo, Nath, and PPI. Give them a couple more minutes. Just a quick note, everyone. We seem to be experiencing some mail problems here at JPL with incoming mail. So if any of you have sent notices to us in the last hour, couple hours, they're not coming in. I have no idea how widespread this is, but neither Ron nor I is getting anything. So,
well, do you think they're being queued up, or do you think they're being swallowed up?
That I don't know, although something just came in. Ron, did you just get something? Oh,
no.
Here it comes. No, wait, no, that's not it still. No, that's my personal mail. Okay, nope.
Elizabeth?
Yep.
Is the agenda that we're following today the one from what would have been the October 10th?
I believe so. I thought Ron resent it as the October 17th one. But yes, it would be the same agenda.
Okay, thanks.
You're quite welcome.
The date of the email message is October 10th, if that helps.
That may be, yeah, it probably is. All righty. Okay, why don't we just go ahead? We're not going to be doing anything earth-shattering. Okay, the first thing we wanted to do was, this was not mentioned on the agenda, but to try and get some quick... Hello, Geo. Who all have we got?
Hi, it's Susie and Ed and Keith.
Susie, Ed, and Keith. Why do I not have your name on here, Keith? Keith Bennett, right?
Yes.
Remind me again, two N's and two T's?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right.
I have two N's and two S's.
Which I sometimes have to look up. I keep forgetting that one.
I have two N's and a superfluous vowel.
Well, I bet I come closest to getting all the crazy letters at the end of the alphabet that nobody else has got. So there. All righty. Okay. What I wanted to do is to take a look at this new interface that I've put together and just get some feedback on that before throwing it over the wall for sort of operational setting or whatever. I just sent out an email about an hour and a half ago with the URL. Does anybody need me to give it out over the phone?
An hour and a half ago? Is this a different URL from the one from last week?
No. Who was the last person to call in?
Adams.
Oh, Steve. Hi. Okay, great. We have got all the nodes present. All right. For those that are just calling in late, what we're trying to do is do a quick discussion on the new interface I've put together for searching for SCRs. This will replace the old one that had a list of queues that had sort of predefined searches on it. The URL, as I said, is in the email I just sent out. As Ann mentioned, it's also in one that I sent out last week. Does everybody have that interface in front of them?
Yep.
All good.
Okay. Now, I received 3 emails with comments. I'm trying to remember if they were all... 2 of them were CC'd to everybody. Mitch had the only one that was Carol. Okay, hang on. Where's my minutes here?
Somehow this time I had to dial in 3 times before I actually got through. I had to enter so many different meeting ID numbers.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand that particular sequence of prompts, because if you enter an incorrect meeting ID number, it tells you it's incorrect.
I know.
I don't know why it echoes it back to you and says, is this correct? I'd be willing to take the shot at that point.
Yeah.
Now, this
yeah.
time it made me enter the month and date of my meeting.
Wow.
That never happened to me. Weird.
You're very special.
All right. We seem to be having a record-breaking meeting here. So, anyway, on we go. Okay, yes, I received comments from Dick, which went out to the technical list, so hopefully everybody's seen those. Ditto with Todd. Mitch, you had the only ones, or yours just came directly to me. I think the main comment you had was adding a criteria that would allow you to search the working group. Presumably that would include the lead member as well. The only reason I separate the two is because they're separated in the database. But and then you mentioned originator or working group. Okay, and I think that sort of is consistent with one of the comments that Dick made about needing to have that it would make more sense to allow you to search on the lead rather than on the lead node. I think I may need to explain lead node, because we don't formally talk about a lead node for SCRs. All I meant by that is it's the node of the person who is the lead on the working group. So if you happen to be in imaging, you could search on imaging, and then that would give you a short list of the few people that from your node that are assigned to lead SCRs. Now, if it would make more sense, and I could certainly see it being more convenient to actually search on the individual, the only question I had in that case is, how do you want me to do that search? Do you want, because some people, when they enter the information in the search in the first place, put their full name, some just put their last name, some put an initial in their last name. Do you want the search to be strictly on the last name? Do you want it to be an exact match? Do you want it to be a drop-down menu? How would you guys like me to do that?
Are you searching a text field?
It is a text field, yes.
Well, since this is sort of a,
it's a closed list.
Useful utility, I would think that it would be sufficient, rather than reorchestrating the database, to just do a case-insensitive partial string match on the text field.
Partial string match.
The
one case that I'm concerned about is if somebody types their full name into this interface, it's not going to match an initial last name in the database.
Well, is there anybody calling in who then wouldn't try just the last name?
It's a good point. We could do it that way. And I could make
the
text clear.
Public.
Just type in your
just
last
us.
Name. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's not the general public. It is just us.
We yes, it is. Yeah.
Have a little bit of resourcefulness, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure last name should work, because even there's been a couple cases where people have put in some funny values like me or whatever, and I've just gone in and switched it. So that should not be an issue. If everybody's willing to just go ahead and try last name, that should not be an issue. Now, do you want me to put a separate field for lead and then working group? Would those be two useful separate fields?
It would be useful as a separate field.
Okay.
I
whether
just,
it's worth the effort is the question.
Not a big deal.
I just wonder about the working group. Don't we form working groups for each SCR?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But this what this would do is if you type in your name in working group, it would come back with a list of every SCR where you are listed in the working group field.
Either as a lead or a member.
I could make it work that way. I could either have it search strictly the working group field, which in the database includes all the non-lead members, or I could have it search both fields, which might be more intuitive.
I think having it search both fields would be useful. You could always, can you have it then indicate if you're a lead? You know, if it comes back with 5 SCRs and I'm lead on one, put an asterisk by that or something?
It's only going to come back with the default listing, but I think that does indicate the lead. Yeah, what it does is it comes back and everybody's listed, the lead is in boldface.
Right, right.
Yeah, what gets returned is the same every time.
Yeah, because it's just returning the contents of a pre-format text field.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and put both fields. We will have working group search both for on both lead and working group, but I will list lead as a separate thing that you can search on. Now, the other thing that had been suggested by Dick was to have a text search.
Yeah.
I also thought that that would be useful. I guess the question is, what do we want to search? Do you want to search? What I was thinking is the title and the summary. Those two fields in the database, would that be the useful thing to do, or one or the other?
Either one could be useful.
I could have it search
once,
both.
Yeah, once again, it's a question of labor. I could get by if it just searched the title, but it would be nice if it would search.
Yeah, I don't think it should be an issue. It's simply putting together an SQL query. And yeah, I just don't see that being a big issue.
Yeah,
so.
And it's gonna, once again, it's going to be a case incentive. Case incentive.
But if you were doing one or the other, I would do the description rather than the title.
Okay, but I think, does it make sense to everybody? Would the most convenient thing be to have it search both?
Yes.
Okay, then let's do it that way. Okay, sounds good. Anything else? I mean, formatting, layout, is it sort of clear what you're getting when you come to this page? Any other comments?
I sent you a message this morning with two technical comments.
Sure.
I forget what the second one was, actually. The first one is that if I choose to sort on priority and select ascending, it actually comes out in descending order.
I think Mitch or somebody else commented on the same thing. Dick, was it you?
It was me.
Yeah, and I've got it. Did I already change that, or is it still?
Nope, it's still doing it.
It was doing it this morning because I didn't get it to do it till this morning.
It sorts SCRID correctly, and I'm not sure why you have origination date, because doesn't that pretty much parallel the SCRID?
Oh, that
not
was necessarily. In fact, that reminds me of what the other thing was. The other thing was that sorting on origination date when you can't possibly see origination date is not a useful thing to do.
We have got a bad connection here.
No, that's actually my cell phone, which or somebody's cell phone. I suspect it's mine, which is a little too close to the headphone cable.
Okay,
so I'll
not
move
a problem.
It away.
Okay.
That's phone searching for a signal.
That's a good point. What gets returned is the change date, which is the date of the last status change.
Yeah, so I tried to sort on origination date, but it came out with the dates in a semi-random order, and I figured, well, that's because either it's not actually sorting anything, or it's not sorting on the date that I can see.
Okay. Does anybody care about searching on origination date?
Doesn't origination date map monotonically with the SCRID?
Not necessarily. Basically, for all recent SCRs, yes, that is true. Mm. For the old SCRs, I was just slopping everything I could find into the database. And since, you know...
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So okay. Basically, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of would like to know the origination date because it gives you an idea of how much time it's spent in process.
Well, you know, I actually, on some iteration of this interface somewhere, on the output where you actually see the list of the SCRs,
mm-hmm.
beneath, I think I had status / change date / origination date or vice versa.
Well, it can't be all three.
Yes, it could. I just add an extra line in there. Not an issue.
It's just status / change date.
Right. It's not a big deal. I can put that in there. It does mean increasing everything by an extra line.
Oh, I see what you mean. Put it underneath.
Yeah. I would be happy to do that if that's useful. And it sounds like you would find that useful. Anyone else?
I would sort of prefer it in a separate column, I think, because then the sort order makes sense without having to subdivide a column. You know what I mean?
We're talking about submission date being
origination date.
Origination date.
Basically
or
whatever. Same thing as submission date, yeah.
Which doesn't show on the list right now, so as Ann points out, that's an awkward criterion for search.
Right, right. Okay. I'm hesitant to add another column simply because it really chops down on the room we've got for the titles and working groups.
I'm not
you know.
Sure this is
it doesn't seem real relevant to me. I don't think I care that much.
It comes up periodically when we want to know how badly or how well we're doing.
Right.
On stuff.
But can't that be achieved through maybe an administrative query of some sort?
Yeah, or some sort of report on request.
Right.
Isn't that what this interface is?
I'm wondering if this is all singing. This seems to me to be a sort that we're not going to ask for very much.
Well,
I'm much more likely to ask for the change date, have it sorted by change date to see what things have changed recently, than I am to figure out, go in and see how long ago was something submitted and which one has been in the queue the longest.
I can't think why I would ever go and sort anything on change date, but probably a reflection of our various bookkeeping stuff.
Okay, again, all of this is just simple SQL queries. So there's nothing all that sophisticated about adding, dropping fields, sorting on different things, et cetera. It's just an issue of how we lay it all out.
I mean, Anne's comment's correct. I mean, if you are, say, going to sort on origination date, that attribute should show up in the page.
Right.
Because how do you know whether...
Okay, here's what I could do.
But
I could allow you the option of sorting on either origination or change date, and depending on which one you pick, that's what will show up on the output.
Perfect. It still has the status.
Yeah, let's say status slash origination date or status slash
change
date.
Right.
That'd be perfect.
Well, let me ask a curiosity question. If more people care about the status change date, then why isn't selection based on a range of status change date an option?
I wasn't sure how useful status change date is. I mean, what that would basically tell you is when this, you know, it would give you the list of SDRs based on when they were last acted upon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
and maybe that would be useful, but...
Yeah, for me, I sit back and every once in a while I go, okay, where am I in this business now? What things are the hot issues?
Okay, okay.
And I hit that button and I find out what's been changed in the last 2 weeks, and I know those are the ones that are percolating to the top.
Okay, then like I say, why don't I do it this way? Right now we've got display SCRs in the following order, SCR ID, origination date, priority. Maybe before or after origination date I'll throw in change date.
And then the date you enter, that's the constraint for that type of query.
Okay, so you'd rather have that also. Oh, okay, I
see. You
see
what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it would be date is between, and again, the date...
will depend on whether you selected origination or...
Yeah, now it's starting to sound like real programming.
Yeah, and it also seems a little more complicated than I think I need, at least personally. I actually use the origination date just to say, okay, what happened in 2007?
Yeah.
Yep.
And it gave me the answer I wanted. You know, I wanted to see what was the new things that came online in terms of issues in 2007.
Right.
And that the origination date is what gives you that. So it worked the way I wanted. Yeah. I'm probably not very helpful here because I love it the way it is. Don't change it.
Okay, let me ask a question. Who would actually be interested in searching on change date as opposed to simply sorting by change date? Anyone?
Wouldn't matter either way for me.
Okay. What I would be inclined to do then is to leave the date field strictly as originated. I can easily add a radio button for searching on change date. And I think what I'm going to do is, unless you specify sort on origination date, I'm going to assume that what you want in the output is the change date. If you request sort on origination date, that's what you'll get in the output.
Fair enough.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else in there? So we've talked about we're going to add the change date as a sort thing. We're going to have a text search field, and we're going to change the lead node drop-down menu to two, either lead person or working group person text fields. Patty, go ahead, Dick.
This is now a two-page interface, I think.
No, it's not. Actually, what I'm intending to do, okay, the display SCRs in the following order, what you'll have is three more buttons. So it'll drop us down, you know, another inch roughly. I'm going to replace the lead node. There'll be two text fields in there, and then just above the submit button we'll have the text field for the text search. And that we'll probably have some room on the bottom of the PDS version and priority column that I can take up for that text field search. So I think it increases the whole length of the thing by at most an inch.
Okay.
And obviously that's screen size. I'm sorry. It's rough number. I think that's still doable, if everyone else feels comfortable with that.
I have one question.
Sure, go ahead.
On the first search page, is it black text on black in the table of status word definitions?
Ooh.
I noticed in one of my browsers that happened, but...
That's not good. Anybody who's getting that, send me details on your browser and version.
It also depends on the color table and what else is being used. And while we're talking whiny little complaints about the interface, black on gray isn't good to begin with. And the fact that this is set to a fixed number of pixels makes it almost unusable to me because I can't read it. And when I try to enlarge it to the point where I can read it to get a font that's big enough that I can read, it scrolls in ridiculous ways that make
okay.
it
okay. Unfortunately, those are not things that I personally can change.
Yes,
I'm using a global. Yeah, I'm using
and
a global.
And I hated it about JPL websites, and I hated about our own website.
Gotcha.
People lay it out for their personal Windows machine, typically, and I don't use Windows, and I have difficulty reading these pages.
Yeah, we're mostly on Macs here now, believe it or not. But, as you say, it's the JPL.
It's not an excuse for putting exact pixel sizes on pages that are meant for the
No, it's not, frankly, the machine that's the issue. It is, as
it's
you say, that we've modeled it on the NASA and JPL models. And then the actual style was all settled by contractors, I believe. Is that correct, Ron?
No clue.
Yeah. So I will pass the information along to Emily. Since she's working with whoever it is, Mark Rose, on all of the format changes and that kind of stuff. So if you've got any details on where you've run into real problems, like it redoing text into black on black, definitely let me know the details on that. And then any other comments like the ones you've got in, please pass them along and we'll make sure they get sent to the right team.
Boy, I just tried to zoom my text and it made the text go away completely.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. Like I say, I've not had any trouble, so please let me know details, and we'll get them passed along. Okay. I think we got everything there. So everybody's fundamentally happy with this approach. We just need to change a few things, and this looks like it'll work for folks. Okay. After I make the changes, do you want to go through another iteration of reviewing this, or should I just go ahead and put it out on the main server?
Well, since it's still coming up just for us to use, why don't you put it on the main server? There'll still be a chance that something weird will come up, like the priorities coming up upside down. But
none of the links working.
Might as well put it up rather than mess about with it. I mean, it looks really nice, and it's really handy.
Okay.
I mean, exactly the same people see it either way.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay. So, all right. Sounds good. I will go ahead and do that then. Okay. Ron, what are we on to next? Let's see. Lost my notes already here. The agenda.
The actual agenda starts in numerical order, ascending, with 1118.
There we go. Yep. Okay. I'm technically listed as the lead on this, to my surprise, but Ron, you were working on this in terms of... Susie, you take an initial cut at this one.
Which one are we on? 118?
1118. Why is this one not ringing alarm bells right now?
We talked about this one.
I guess we haven't talked about it since the last telecon, though, have we?
In my mind, my impression was that this, as a working group, we needed to discuss it some more. I think that was where we left it.
That sounds familiar. Okay, so I think basically the simple answer is no update on this one. Okay, 1119. Let's see, Chris, that would be you.
Okay. Yeah, I am actually getting kind of a late start, but I have a meeting planned for tomorrow with the working group to get us started.
Is that going to be at 11 or at...
It'll be in the morning.
It will be in the morning one. Okay, good. Sounds good. Okay, 1121. Let's see, Susie on this one. This is the software object being moved from required to optional.
It should be an implementation, shouldn't it?
Oh,
I thought we had done with that.
I think you are correct. I am sorry, folks. I am brain dead this week. 1121. Not that that's unusual these days. 1121. Actually, I could use the interface I just put together. Let's see. 1121.
Approved by the tech group.
1121 is approved and in implementation. Yeah.
Nice job.
Okay. Actually, let's take that one off the agenda for future meetings, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so drop approved, drop from agenda. Okay, 1122, I believe, is similar, if I remember correctly. This is the LRO mission phase names. 1122 is also approved, yes. So similarly, we're going to drop that one from future agenda. Okay, 1123, this is the one that I was supposed to be doing, and I've made no progress on that, sorry. And I know it's a brain-dead one, I just got to get to it. Okay, 1124, P PSDD enhancement. That one is Ron.
PSDD enhancement? Oh, this is the one that we talked about.
We sort of changed that one, didn't we?
Yeah, the working...
working group for that one, I guess.
Yeah. I'm wondering if we need to rename this or...
Well, we either drop it and re...
And submit a new one.
Yeah, submit a new one or just sort of recharacterize the intent of the SDR.
What do we do in that case? How do you folks feel? Should we close out the old one and create a new one? Or how do you want to, or just rename an SDR? Is that appropriate for the working group to do?
I suggest we reject this one, and if somebody wants to start a new one, we begin over.
Okay. Ron, do you want to summarize real quickly what it is that we're changing it to so people can make a decision on whether or not to reject this one?
You can go ahead and do it.
Okay. We had a discussion about whether or not to add a field to the data dictionary that would allow us to classify whether or not the standard values supplied for a keyword had to be a specific case, whether they had to be lower, had to be upper, or could be mixed case. And rather than doing that, what we'd like to do is to actually propose going ahead and adding an entire character set for each based on class word, and then allowing for exceptions. So basically the default would be if a keyword has a certain class word, it gets assigned a character set based on that. We can then go through and find out if there's exceptions to that rule and then go back and modify them by hand in the data dictionary. So this would be implemented through a new field in the data dictionary, but like I say, we would also start with a default so that we don't have to go through for every single keyword and generate it by hand.
What you're talking about is implementations to solve various problems.
Okay. But
the fundamental problem with the SCR is that it addresses a problem that doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm wondering why this complication.
This is a validation issue. This is enabling.
But the problem seems to be that LV tool and LD tool don't deal with case. The requirement is that virtually all keywords have values that are in uppercase.
Not true.
Well,
we talked,
you know,
about examples where they
were. For the past 15 years, starting way, way back, dark mists of time, the only keywords in which case was going to be preserved were keywords with class words of description, text, or note. And everything else was supposed to be forced to uppercase, or at the very least, if you submitted them in mixed case, there was no guarantee that they would be preserved that way in any database. And this was also related to the single quote versus double quote issue of the PDS application of ODL. So this is a very, very far-reaching sort of thing, and I would be surprised if you'd find much consistency apart from in older data sets, everything will be forced to uppercase.
Okay. But the point is that we can take those rules that you just stated, Anne, and codify them in a way that allows LVTool and VTool to validate them. And I think that's what the proposal is. Why? Basically what we're saying is rather than just worrying about case, let's go ahead and do that for the entire character set so that we can provide more rigorous validation in an automated fashion on values for keywords.
But doesn't, I guess I don't fully understand. I mean, things like identifiers already have a limited character set. That's all in ODL, and it's all in our standards documents. So what would we be changing? Building it into the dictionary, what that set is, or what? I don't quite understand.
That's basically it.
Ron, do you remember some of the examples that were causing issues? I mean, what generated the discussion in the first place?
Well, right now, none of the validation tools or even the label creation tool has any control over what the user enters in terms of either case or the valid character set. So descriptions, of course, can be mixed case, but you certainly wouldn't want something like a data set ID or a mission name or most of the other keywords to have anything other than an uppercase. So that was the more trivial case that we were thinking about an SDR for. From the working group, it became fairly clear that it might be even more beneficial to specify for each of the keywords the specific character set that's appropriate for that keyword. And so certainly even for data set ID, it's a limited subset of all of the possible characters. And we decided, well, hey, you know, we could do this by class words. So you could look at latitude and say, well, shoot, that's only numbers and periods. And maybe, I think we got rid of Z, right? But you get the point. So that's what Elizabeth and I, we sort of took on that task to look across all the class words, see if we can identify an appropriate character set for each kind.
Well, Ron, you talk about the working group discussing these, but I'm in the working group, and I don't remember having any of these discussions.
Why?
So is it a smaller working group?
No, hang on. I think there's something wrong here. This working group consisted of Lyle, you were in on the discussion, right?
I was in on the discussion.
Lyle,
which SCR again? It's 1124, right?
Yeah.
I'm on the list if you look at the page.
I know.
Well, I don't know whether the wrong list is posted or
but
what
that's the same one that's in the database, so I'm a little confused.
Yeah, because I noticed Lyle's not on the list.
Yeah,
we had a telecon last Wednesday at this time.
Yeah.
But maybe the wrong people got invited.
Okay, I understand now. Don't worry.
Yeah, although the confusion remains as to how we got... Which is the correct working group? And
well, please put me on the next one if this thing continues.
All right, maybe that's
not
the solution. We'll add Lyle to the working group and
try and include Todd next time.
Yeah, I do not understand what happened here. Anyway, I don't know what to suggest at this point.
I move that we reject the SCR.
I second it.
Okay, the issue is then, I will go ahead and conduct a vote.
Well, you can have a discussion.
And we can have a discussion about adding another SCR to cover the...
No, we can have a discussion about whether we reject this SCR.
If there's a need to introduce a new one, that would come out separately.
Exactly.
Okay, it sounds like you guys want to continue going. Yeah, go ahead and keep talking about it then.
I'm ready to vote.
Yeah, I guess I want to understand more of the issue or the problem with either keeping it or rejecting it.
The issue seems to be that the people who are building the new tools want them to be based almost entirely on the data dictionary, and the case question does not come up in the data dictionary.
That's a very good point, and I remember that came out in the discussion that Ron was pointing out that your better programming practices are to check, to validate against data dictionary, which can be easily changed, rather than having everything hard-coded as rules that then when you make a modification to your rules or your standards, you need to go back and change the program. So it makes much more sense to have these kinds of rules codified in the data dictionary. That's why we started this. Okay.
No, that's kind of a programmer's point of view, because from a standards organization point of view, you ought to take it completely the other way around.
Why?
Because if, as a standards organization, you don't want your standards to be so flexible that they're flimsy, and that the thing that you're validating against by definition becomes the standard, and when it's changed so frequently, it's subject to typographical errors.
Okay, fundamentally, I agree with you, Anne. The problem we've got is, as we all know, the PDF standards are a basket case, and we've got 90 exceptions to every rule. And having this kind of stuff in the data dictionary allows us to make those exceptions where we've already got them, rather than we suddenly discover we've got an exception to a rule, and that means we've got to go back and change all the tools to deal with that particular exception.
A lot of those exceptions were introduced because someone didn't do something right to start with.
Okay,
and,
granted. Even so, we still got that problem.
I would invoke the same argument. The more exceptions you're putting into the data dictionary, the more likely you're making it that there's going to be an error introduced in the process of editing it for all these additional exceptions, and the less rigid it is and less desirable as an arbiter of what is the standard.
Okay, but how do we deal with reality? I mean, the fact is we've got things in the standards today which are approved and accepted that if we do things the way you're talking about in terms of codifying them in the tools, they will produce errors.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that either because, precisely, the standards are not standards. But I think adding complexity to the data dictionary in the terms of what seems like standard definitions which have exceptions that are greater than 20% of the values that occur for that particular keyword is not actually making your life simpler.
Elizabeth, can I ask a question here? And that is that when it comes to these tools and validation and even the editors, aren't we kind of at this point going forward? we don't really want to run a validation tool on old stuff that wasn't really valid to start with, but we put in exceptions to make it acceptable.
I think the problem is that we've got the unfortunate part in this whole discussion is I can't come up with examples off the top of my head, but let's say we've got a keyword in the data dictionary that's got values that are approved in use and don't meet the rule.
Mm-hmm.
People want to be able to use these tools on PDS3 data sets to do validation. And if we simply write a rule into the software, they're going to get errors on what is actually a legitimate data set.
Well, I think that's the part that's debatable. But
not if the keyword has already been approved. Now, we can all argue about whether the keyword should have been approved in the first place, and probably all agree it shouldn't have. But there are plenty of junk keywords in there, and they are valid, and it is valid for missions to use them.
So the summary is an absolute statement. The summary is that you need to discern case value. You need to discern the case and values of existing keywords. Is that right? You need to parse. You need to be able to discern case sensitivity.
Why?
We're talking about being able to validate case sensitivity.
Validate.
I think fundamentally this is coming down to what makes the most sense in terms of enabling that validation. I think that's what underlies this whole discussion.
All right. I think when it comes to validation and the rigor at which we're trying to apply the standards now, that's like moving forward. I can't see us – if we build in exceptions to be – supportive of things that are in the archive, those exceptions will get propagated into the future, too. Because someone will submit a data set which, by current standards, is not considered compliant, but it'll validate in the tool.
Okay.
And they'll say, well, it validated by the tool, so it must be acceptable. And yet it's probably
okay, but
not.
But let me give you a classic example. This doesn't deal with case. We all know data set ID contains non-valid characters. I mean, the slash is not a valid character for the ID class. So we've got problems. We've got to deal with that. You can't say that every data set that uses a slash in the data set ID is invalid. So somehow, you know, basically if we had this field where we could put in the character set for a specific ID, what we'd do is for most IDs, we'd list, you know, whatever the standard set is, uppercase letters and underscores, and then for data set ID, we could amend it to have slash and dash in it.
Well, but then slash and dash would be acceptable going forward.
But they are acceptable.
I mean, this is the point. Data set is such a fundamental part of the PDS that you're trying to propose. I mean, and I understand what you're saying, a going forward PDS-4, but the fact is tools...
Not just 4, but from this point on. I mean, why should we... Aren't we applying the standard?
Okay, but if you look at the rules for forming data set IDs, they tell you to use invalid characters, okay? We've got an inherent conflict. Now, unless you're suggesting that we go through right now and completely rewrite the standards reference to make sure that, number one, dataset ID is always put together in some way that doesn't allow the use of slashes and dashes, et cetera, I mean, that's a massive effort, and that immediately breaks every dataset that's ever been produced.
Well, that rule about the character set for IDs, that was only just recently enforced. In fact, I'm not even entirely certain that it actually really exists.
Okay, but Anne, you're making my point. I mean, we've got lots of these rules that we've been realizing over the years we've got conflicts in, and they haven't been adequately enforced.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that when this rule was made, we knew there would be conflicts, and that's why I didn't think it was a great idea to make the rule at the time, but it solved another problem involved with validation. And so now you're... I'm worried that we're coming up with a large jury-rigged apparatus that is about to collapse.
Okay. I feel the exact opposite. I feel like all you guys, everything you've been saying is simply proving the point. We've got a big jury-rigged system. Here's at least a way to validate that
it's jury-rigged?
Validate against the values that we've approved for each specific keyword.
Okay, I understand what you're saying now, in that data set identifier is a unique kind of identifier because it allows characters that other identifiers don't. I think that's what I'm hearing.
Okay, except
it also has a standard value type of formation.
Can I get in for a few minutes?
Go ahead, Mitch.
We're having a tendency to fight over the examples, which are just thrown out to give you a sense that there are problems, that we already know we have problems. I want to ask some leading questions. Just go with me. Would we like to have the validation tools be able to tell us if the character set is incorrect? That's a yes or no question. Anybody think that we don't want validation tools to do that?
Not in PDF3.
Yeah.
Not in PDF3.
Is that a worthwhile thing for them to be able to do?
Not in PDF3.
Okay. Ann says not PDF3. Anybody else?
When you say the character set's invalid, you mean it's going to tell us that value
if I put in a mixed case path name, it should catch it.
And it should say you've used mixed case, but it's restricted to uppercase.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Or if you sticked in M for a temperature.
I have no problem with doing it in PDS3.
Okay. Now, I'm going to make some really out there suggestions. I'm going to suggest that we not reject the SCR that's written, that we park it.
You can't park it.
Why can't I park it?
Because there's already a working group working on it.
Okay, then we have to reject it and then park it.
Well.
What I don't want to do is lose the track on this one while we try to find a broader solution. And that's what Elizabeth's arguing about. There may be a way to do a broader solution. In this free-form discussion, we are not going to know if that's a true statement. We do need to have somebody put together an SCR that tries to identify what that broader solution would be and how extensive it is. If we're talking about a single lump of class name case rules or character rules, and then somebody has to go through and say there are 20% or 40% or 5% exceptions, we need that information before we move much further. Other than that, this conversation is going to go around in circles until we call time at 1:30, in my opinion. We think that this thing is probably not sufficient. It's only dealing with one aspect of character and of character sets. So for that reason, we ought to set it aside. But we need to not lose track of this rascal. I don't want it to disappear over the horizon until we know we have a replacement for it. But I don't know whether the replacement for it is actually going to be good and will work or not, because I don't know how hard it's going to be. I don't know how complex it's going to be. And we won't know that until we get somebody to sit down, write the SCR, and we start doing some impact assessments. I'm now backing out of the conversation, having thrown in my 8 cents worth.
I think you've made a very good point. I think it would benefit this discussion a great deal to have firmer information in front of them in terms of an SCR that can be talked about, both that has a better description of the proposed solution and a better description with examples of the problem.
I think that's kind of what I suggested at the working group the other day.
Sounds fair.
Right, Ron?
Yep.
Okay, procedurally here, what I am showing is that we don't need to reject this. What we need to do is say we're not voting to approve it, we're not voting to reject it. Other means it goes back to the working group, and the working group can park it.
You've got a motion on the floor. You can't just arbitrarily not have a vote.
I'm happy to have a vote.
I'll withdraw the motion.
No.
Then I'll reintroduce it, because I do think this one should be rejected.
Okay, but all I'm trying to say is...
second dick or reintroduce
okay.
it.
I'm sorry. I'm obviously not being clear enough. What I'm trying to say is that the path to parked is not through rejected, okay?
True.
Okay. Yes, we have a motion on the floor to reject this SCR, and I believe it's already been seconded. Let me pull up my little voting list here.
Because as I understand it, I don't think it addresses the issue that you just described.
All right, where are we? Okay, a yes vote means you wish to reject it. So let me write that down first. Yes equals reject. Atmospheres. I'm sorry, Lyle.
Well, I think it needs to stay at the working group, so I guess the vote is no.
Oh, boy. Now we've got this poorly phrased, don't we?
No, it's okay.
Okay, but unfortunately, what does a no vote mean?
It means you're not voting
to
reject.
You're not rejected. Okay,
so
okay, that's fair.
SCR
okay.
stays in the system.
Okay, sounds good. Geo.
Geo abstains because we don't really understand the implications either way.
All right, imaging. Is that fair, Geo, or do you want me to try and explain it better?
No, I did not mean to ask you to explain. We just abstain. That's
okay. Imaging?
No.
Okay. Naive?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, PPI?
Reject.
Reject. Okay, rings?
Mitch, you're on mute.
Sorry. I got the speaker out of my mouth. No.
No, okay. Radio sciences?
Yes.
Okay. SBN?
Thinking.
Is that upper or lower case?
Bing, 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 bing. And the question is?
Well, here's the thing. I'm concerned that the working group doesn't seem to be of a single mind and that a significant portion of the working group wasn't involved in the discussion. And so I'm wondering if this has had a fair discussion. So I think that ends up being a no. It should at least have a fair discussion among the working group members.
Okay, sounds fair.
To make a recommendation.
All right. Steve? Hughes?
Elizabeth, I'm going to let you do it since I was out of the room.
I'm having the same trouble Anne is.
I mean, if you want me to do it, I'll say no, but it's a
I think that's the way I'm leaning as well. I mean, it certainly keeps open the door of rejecting it later. I mean, I think my feeling is either way, this thing is going to be resolved through a separate SCR. And I believe no is the way to vote for that eventuality. So
a separate SCR or a redo of this SCR?
I don't think it sounds like we're allowing redos anymore. In terms of changing the focus of an SCR.
But I guess my point is that there is no SCR here. There's only a subject.
I understand that. But once it's in the system, I don't think we're allowing somebody to go in and change the substance of that subject. Basically, it sounds like we have to get rid of that and add a new one, or park that one, get a new one, and then come back and get rid of this one.
No, I think you can change it. I mean, you wouldn't introduce a SCR to give us all $1 million and then change it to be tuna sandwiches. But if the SCR is not well constructed and there's still an issue, I think the working group has the option of putting it into a form that can be worked.
Including changing the title? Everyone's okay with that?
I'm uncomfortable with that.
The title implies a solution, an implementation, and I don't think the problem summary leads you to that necessarily. So I think you could change the title. It's probably not my first choice, but I think it's allowed.
Yeah, the trouble is that the way they're talking about going to a more general solution, the title no longer makes sense.
Yeah, the other problem I've got with it is I've got no way of tracking history of title changes. So, you know, we've got a vote here recorded on this title and discussion that we've just had. That vote won't make a heck of a lot of sense after we've changed the title and the focus of the SCR. I'm inclined to say that this, if the discussion of the working group goes in a different direction, we need to have a separate SCR discussing it. Now,
and I believe that's appropriate.
But Elizabeth, don't they have numbers?
Yes, they do.
So even if you change the name, you still could trace it back.
How long is your name string?
On somebody else.
Anne, I'm sorry, I don't know offhand. I can get you an answer on that.
I was just thinking that it could say, for example, whatever the new title is, as long as you keep it a reasonable number of characters, and then in parentheses, formerly add case to keywords of type character.
Describe issues title.
But
255, we could probably do that.
You could probably do that.
An advantage to changing this SCR completely as opposed to starting over and getting one from scratch that covers this issue and does it in a better way.
And it's yeah.
Three years from now when we're saying, didn't we discuss adding case to keywords of type character at some point and we go back looking through the database for it and then can't find it?
Yeah, well, if we don't change change the name, if we just put this the way it's going now with the way the vote, it goes back to the working group, which says we don't reach a consensus on this, which means it's going to get parked, and then they come up with a new SCR, and the new SCR alludes back to this one. This one comes out of park with a notation that it was superseded by the new SCR. The bookkeeping is complete. This SCR then goes away with its replacement identified in its history, and the replacement alludes back to it so we know what generated it initially.
I fundamentally agree with Mitch. I like the more complete bookkeeping that provides.
Sure.
It's okay here.
All right. Okay, so we have effectively sent this back to the working group. We had two votes for rejecting it, which is insufficient, so it goes to the working group.
And Park says if the working group doesn't reach a consensus on the proposal.
Right.
Presumably if they do reach a consensus that it should be parked, then that's good enough. That's the same thing as no consensus, right?
Well, hopefully they would reach a consensus that it should be rejected, at which point I'm happy to vote to reject it. But I just feel
I'll tell you why I'm really reluctant to reject at this point, Ann. Putting out a more general solution, which to me sounds good and better, may turn out to be too hard to do, and we may have to resurrect this thing.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But I think there needs to be more discussion among the people who are deeply interested and consequently involved in the working group, and it sounds to me like that hasn't quite happened yet because it sounds like it's not
well, they locked the door on Todd in the hopes of coming to a consensus.
That must have been it.
And it didn't work.
So I'd like to...
West Coast guy. What do you
say? Yeah. So I'd really like to hear a working group recommendation on it, really, before I kill it entirely, I guess is what it comes down to, if we're going to kill it ultimately anyway.
Sounds fine by me.
Yeah, and I'm not going to I will not vote to kill this until I see the proposed replacement SCR and
okay.
have a sense for what we're really going to be putting ourselves up for.
No, I think that makes a lot of sense.
I have a hidden sense that the better solution may also be the too-hard-to-do solution.
Okay. Lyle, given that you weren't apparently formally on the working group to start with, are you would like to continue to be on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, update issues. Anyone else?
It's the most exciting place to be in standards right now.
Yeah, right. Update issues set W group equals two. Okay, anyone else who wants to be on this who is currently not on it? Ron, you're listed as I guess I should list myself since I'm participating in the conversations.
Mike is listed, but he never participated, so...
That's fine. I've tried to make it clear, and unfortunately, I don't know whether the message is getting out. When I list dev team members on working groups, their participation is to be limited basically to getting feedback on implementation issues, on impact.
Yeah, I understand that, but I don't know who's on the dev team. And since you and Ron are both at engineering node, it seems to me that's fair representation already.
I disagree. Simply
okay.
from the point of view that Ron and I cannot really provide a good analysis of how huge an impact on the tools a change may make. That's where Mike Kyanin or Paul Ramirez would have much more...
Are dev team members like voting also within
no.
the working group?
Well...
Technical advisors.
Basically technical advisors to the working group is a good way to think of them, yeah. And basically it's the same with the ops team members, Betty and Steve. That's a very good way of putting it.
So I think actually what we need is an analysis by Mike that tells us how many keywords are weird.
No, I'm not sure that would be his area of expertise.
Well, then
that
who does do that?
Somebody more like John Ho.
No, that would be either you or me, Elizabeth.
Yeah, you're right. Except I don't want
to
do it.
Well, I think what we're missing is data. We need to know how big a problem this really is.
Okay, but Ron makes a good point. Between the two of us, he and I can come up with that.
Yeah, I think that would be useful input for the next working group meeting.
I'm losing my voice here. Okay.
And Elizabeth, can
yep.
I make a suggestion? On
sure.
the working group list, can you put TA in parentheses after the technical advisors so we know who are the non-voting advisors to the group rather than the actual members?
Sure. Do you guys want me? Does that make sense as policy for the future?
I think so.
Some indicator, yeah.
Okay. So Michael Kyanin, T.A., T. King, D. Simpson. I'm sorry. Who else we got? L. Huber. And E. Rye got conned into it somehow. PQRS.
He showed up. That's way more than sufficient interest.
I was told to show up.
Oh.
Okay, update issues, set group
make
equals
make a
two.
Dentist appointment or a sick kid or something?
Oh, sick kids I can come up with easily.
Yeah, everybody buys
like 3-1124. Okay, I didn't hear any extra volunteers, right?
No, but somewhere when you put TA in there, you better give us a key, because a month from now we're not going to remember what TA means.
I know.
Why is there a teaching assistant on this working?
You didn't want a sad lib.
I don't know what the heck to do with that. Well, I'm just, you know what? I'm going to put technical advisor in parentheses.
Just put advisor is one word, too.
Okay. If it barfs at me and tells me we don't have enough characters, we'll find out fast enough.
Tech advisor.
Describe issues, W group. I got 255 characters, not an issue. Okay. Okay. Sounds good. So it's back in the working group. Back to W group for more discussion. That brings us to 1126, multiple occurrences of the same keyword in an object, valid or not.
1126 and 1127, nothing has happened, because basically the 1 week I had to spend on this, I ended up being completely swamped by a major hardware crisis. And then there was GPS, so I haven't been around to organize email or anything. My apologies. That is likely to continue for at least two more weeks, because we just got 50 gigabytes of New Horizons data that's not in particularly good shape and now has to be cataloged for all its discrepancies.
Okay, that's not a problem at all. I mean, we'll leave it on the agenda, but, you know, completely not a problem. Just, yeah, say no update next time around.
Well, it's only a problem if you're, like, conscientious about getting this stuff done sort of thing, you know? I'm trying to get over that.
Boy, you're toying with me, Ann. You said you got 50 gigabyte. I got excited. You said it was crummy. I got...
Well, you have to realize my point of view on the quality of the data is based entirely on standards adherence and quality of the high-level English that documents it. And the first file that I opened, the AA README file, contained phrases like, a competent programmer. And I thought, oh, geez. Now I'm going to have to read every single bit of every text file on the disk to see where it becomes condescending and insulting.
To Ann's credit, there has been a fair amount of email discussion about this one.
Which Ed is this?
The 1126. I think Steve gave us kind of a tutorial on how the new world will solve problems like this by being more rigorous.
Was this like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Or recent?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So
it's not recent, but
no,
it's not as though the SCR has been sitting there stagnant the whole time.
That's true. It is, I believe, that 326 is in fact waiting for me to summarize officially where we all stand, because I think we were largely in agreement, and to start to itemize the places in the standard that actually have to be changed, so that we can figure out exactly what needs to be changed and make sure we've got the wording right so that we don't create new problems for ourselves. And I think that's a relatively straightforward process that could be handled if I had concentration to spend on it in probably a week, plus or minus travel. I just haven't been around to do it. And then the other one, there are some other issues once we're done with this one that'll need to be disentangled from other things. And part of the discussion that Steve said is relevant to that. And it's sitting on the pile of papers for me to reread and redigest before getting back into that as well. So it's true. It's not that nothing has happened. It's just that nothing has appeared to have happened.
Okay. So, not a problem. Okay. That leaves 1128. Ed.
Yeah. let's see. So, I've had, to remind you folks, last time Dick had the suggestion that maybe a better formation of this keyword name was to say browse usage type. And I proposed that to David Heather at ESA, and he seemed somewhat willing to do that. His main concern is to making a decision quickly because they're ready to make products. And let's see, Steve Adams has looked over the draft SER and is in agreement with Dick that use type is a good idea. And there was also another comment last time that maybe we should add to the description of the keyword what the meaning of the two, or I guess not applicable as self-evident, but the two values, primary and secondary, what their meaning is, which is, I think, easy to do. So, and I haven't received any other comments, or I just looked at the blog site and there were no additional comments there. So I guess I'm willing to move forward with changing the name to browse usage type. And so my question is, not being familiar with this process, what's the next step?
Frankly, it sounds like the best thing to do would be to do basically version 2 of your SCR, include an element definition template for browse usage type, and send it to me, and we'll get that sent out for an e-vote. I think this would be a perfect candidate to just have folks vote on it and get it dealt with.
Okay. I don't know if any, I know, Elizabeth, you recently posted the information on the website,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know if anybody else in the group has interest or had time to look at it, but maybe I'll wait till, I don't know, give you guys another week or so to do that and then make the changes and send that to Elizabeth.
You probably don't want to wait too long because I think David Heather is leaving PSA.
Yeah, and keep in mind, when you send it out for an e-vote, I've got to give folks, is it 1 week to vote? And then after that, we technically have to wait for 10 working days for the MC to not vote before it's formally approved.
All right, well, I'll do it sometime this week then.
Okay.
Yeah, particularly because Dave Heather was saying that it was going to take him, he needed to know fairly quickly if we were changing it to 5.
Well, I'll email him separately and tell him that.
Dick, off the top of your head, do you remember if it specified how long the e-votes are to be?
Within this group, I don't think we ever specified, so
yeah.
It could be as quickly as you get a quorum.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
If it's a phone call, they're immediate.
All right, yeah, but I would recommend going ahead and getting it put together as soon as possible, Ed. I think, frankly, sending it out is more likely to spur people to go and look at the material that's available rather than waiting for them to do that before putting it out.
Okay, I'll do it in the next couple days.
Sounds good. All right, any final issues?
I have one question, Elizabeth.
Yes, go ahead.
Was there a recording of the last telecon?
Excuse me. Yes, there was, but neither Ron nor I has grabbed it yet, so hopefully it's still up there. They usually keep them for at least a month, and I'll get that and post it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
On Ed's SCR, since I'm interested in that primary versus secondary thing, I wouldn't mind seeing a copy of version 2 before it's presented for a vote. It's always a little awkward trying to conduct a discussion while other people are voting.
Okay. So I'll try to get it out as soon as possible. I'll send it to Dick.
Yeah, thanks.
If he has any suggestions, I'll make those and then send it to Elizabeth.
Okay, sounds
well,
great.
Well, it'll be posted on the engineering site before we vote, right? We'll all get a chance to review it?
I would just like to see it before it's offered to
vote. I know.
Vote.
We often have this sort of awkward e-vote where there's discussions going on while people are voting, and usually as long as the vote is still open, I allow people to change their votes during that process, but we never did formalize that. I guess what I can do... once I post it, I can suggest that people... You know, I'll give folks a few days for discussion, and if I don't hear anything back, I will proceed with an e-vote. If there seems to be a vigorous discussion going on, then we can postpone an e-vote on it. I really am going to have to get off the line, folks. I can't talk much longer. I'm sorry. Anyway, Ed, go ahead and send it to me, and we'll try and deal with it in a sane fashion.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Okay.